The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, 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 welcome to episode 156 of the Bible Podcast. Virginia and Paris coming at you.
What up?
Live and in charge. Except this is totally not live and it's recorded and edited and curated for you on the internet. We're reading something in Luke today because we are wrapping up our premiere week, our debut week of season two.
Woo, 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 woo.
Really excited. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. We've been having a blast. We've been talking about honesty and faithfulness and trustworthiness and good things and not lying because honesty and dealing with all that reveals your character for the Lord. And we're going to dive into it. We're talking about it. I'm going to go ahead and let Paris read it. Luke chapter 16. We're in verse 10 and around there. So Paris, wherever you want to go, take it away.
I'm going to start exactly at verse 10. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you are not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own?
Come on.
That's a whole word.
Why should you be trusted with things of your own? Why does that hit different, that verse 11? And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? Because you know that verse is like, I ain't talking about money.
Mm-mm.
Mm. I don't even know what it is, but I know it's not about money.
It's not about money.
With, my goodness.
And I just like the highlight is if you are faithful in the little things, you will be faithful in large ones. Mm-hmm. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And sometimes that's not even like, oh, well, the Lord is holding, you know, a ticker against you. And every time you weren't faithful in this little thing, he's not going to trust you with the big thing. No, like sometimes it's literally like a domino effect. If you do a little white lie here, you don't know what type of doorway that opens up for you to do bigger and bigger lies.
Yep.
It's not even necessarily like God's holding against you or is like tracking like every single wrong that you do. It's sometimes literally just it's a domino effect.
No, you know who really is tracking every little lie that you do?
The accuser.
That's
the enemy. The Satan.
The Satan. Because just like you said, everything is he's like, oh, does that give me legal right to mess you up? Does that give me a foothold that I can put myself in your boss's shoes and make him say something that's going to make you trip up and get caught and fired?
He will use any and everything he can. He is so sneaky, sneaky and not in a good way.
Come on. And why should you be trusted with things of your own? It's like, how many of us ask the Lord for things? How many of us are like, oh, Lord, but if you would just give me that husband, Lord, give me that raise, Lord, pay off my debt, Lord, this and that. And he's like, but
meanwhile, you can't tithe or stay celibate or like mind your business.
Come on. like recently, my husband and I have been going through this financial thing and we've gotten word after word that like the Lord is going to pay off our house. And I am so for it. I am here for it. Okay. Mm. But the thing that the Lord showed me was that recently my husband and I have gotten really fired up in a way that we haven't before. And we've made a mental shift. And since we've made that mental shift and we've gotten serious, it's like we're realizing mistakes that we've done in the past and how we made those mistakes because literally our mindset was not right. Like we weren't as mad as we are now. We weren't as, I don't want to say desperate, but like we just weren't in that place that we are now. That is giving us that drive and that fire to be like, no, we are staying the course. We are doing the right thing. We are going to pursue this thing with intensity. And the Lord showed me like that now that we're in that mindset, he's like, okay, now I can bless you.
Mm.
Now I can open those doors. Now I can open the floodgates. Now I can send the money and the finances and pay off the debt. Because had I done it before, you could have fallen right back into this trap all over again. But your eyes are open and you're seeing it. So now I can send the provision. And I'm like, mighty God. You know what I mean? So when I'm reading this and I'm seeing like, you need to be faithful with all these things because why should you be trusted with things of your own? And like all of it, just all of it versus, this is Luke 16 again, verses 10, 11, and 12. Like, I don't know. Like, let's just camp out get a little fire going, get some tents, and just chill out in this verse because this is good.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and you know what, Paris, we were talking about in our notes, is that God is ultimately working on our character in him working for us, and that he cares more about who we are becoming than what it is that we do for him.
Right.
And that's huge, because I know we've talked about a couple of things, but how persuasive in our culture, not persuasive, how pervasive is it in our culture? What's your purpose?
Mm.
What's your calling? What are you doing for the Lord?
What's your destiny?
Like, I'm like, you know what? Those purpose and those callings are good. And the Bible speaks to that. He gives you a purpose and all those kinds of mm-hmm. things. But he cares far more about the person you are becoming and your character than he cares about the things that you're doing for the kingdom.
Right. Jesus even says at some point, you know, people will say, oh, but we prophesied and we healed and we spoke in your name. But Jesus will say, but I don't know you, because it's not about the things. You can do all the things you yeah. want in Jesus' name, but if your heart isn't good, if your fruit isn't good, then what's the point? You can mm-hmm. do all the things you want. You can do all the works you want. But God cares about our heart. He cares about our soul and the things, like exactly what you said, the person we are becoming.
Yeah, and we were just reading earlier in the week where it said, tie it on your heart. Write it a tablet on your heart. Carry it around your heart. Like,
yeah.
Clearly, our hearts need some constant reminding.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hope that you guys have enjoyed this long premiere week of season two of Bible Podcast.
We did. We loved it so much. And we love you guys.
And I'm pumped. I'm pumped for Paris. I'm so thankful that you're here and that you're with me on the show, that I get to have a co-host and have someone to talk to. And actually talk to you and not pretend that you're just an audience member. That's like, that was great, Virginia. Thank you so much. It's all right. I have a real person here.
I love it. Thank you for letting me join you. Thank you, Lord, for letting me join, my friend.
Hallelujah. So thanks, guys, for this great week. Next week, we're going to go into our flow that we have of Monday, Tuesday, Friday. Hope you enjoy it. And like I said, hang out with us on YouTube. Hang out with us on Instagram. And come just be a friend.
Like, subscribe with the notification bell on.
Smash it.
Smash it.
See you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today. And until next time, much love from the Bible Podcast.